Hello.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
How are you doing today?
Oh, good. Yes.
Do you remember who is speaking?
Yes. Someone did say last week. No, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Yes, it was me. Are you still interested in receiving your money and your car?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
It's Mr. Jeffrey Anderson.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So
what
yes,
I'm saying,
saying,
do you think,
should,
do you think, hold on.
So what more can you tell
hold
me
on, hold on, could you just hold on?
I'm sorry,
are you there?
I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I'm saying, do you remember about the money that you were supposed to receive? Do you remember about the money and the car that you were supposed to receive?
Could you say that again, please?
Do you remember about the money and the car that you were supposed to receive? The $52 million and the brand new Mercedes?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember about the 1% of tax which you need to have taken care of?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
The Mega Millions.
Well, you know, Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week.
Will you be able to take care of the 1%?
You know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yes, are you there?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
I'm saying, will you be able to take care of the 1% of tax which you need to have taken care of tomorrow?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to?
How much extra money do you have on you right now? How much extra money do you have there with you right now?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she... She says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying there again?
Will you be able to take care of the 25,000 tomorrow? Will you be able to pay the $25,000 in cash tomorrow?
Could you say that again, please?
Will you be able to pay the $25,000 in cash tomorrow?
Yes.
Do you have the money at home?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
The Mega Millions.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me...
Hold on.
I had quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know.
Could
but,
you purchase a one vanilla gift
really
card tomorrow
and,
for
and
500?
Sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite...
Could you just listen to me for a moment,
than,
sir?
Any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Could you purchase a one vanilla gift card tomorrow for 500?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here.
I'm going to hang up.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?